Turning to Africa, and at least 7 people were killed in ethnic fighting in Kenya's Rift Valley early this morning, which sent tens of thousands of people fleeing and dealt a blow to hopes of ending weeks of unrest. The violence and a denial by opposition leader Raila Odinga that he would agree to serve as Prime Minister under President Omar Kibaki dented hopes that were raised by talks between the two rivals yesterday. Brian Thompson with the Africa programme at UK-based Royal Institute for International Affairs says without a government of national unity, it's hard to predict when violence will end.
I think that Kenya has suffered from its reputation for corruption, which in terms of its international standing has set it back considerably. And the apparent fraud in the election has not helped the situation either. There clearly has to be willingness on the side of the previous government to reconsider what happened in the elections and move towards some kind of government of national unity, if not to rerun the elections themselves. What's missing at the moment is a government that can lead that process forward. And until the political crisis is resolved and until there's been some serious reforms in the government structures, it doesn't seem to me that the violence is going to be abating. It's hard to see how it's going to stabilize and move ahead.